What's up, everybody? It's Ivy from Ivy on the Mountain. Welcome back to my show. You're listening to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Feeling good. That means it's a Tuesday at 4 p.m. 4 to 5 is when I broadcast to you fellas through the air. Tuesday's my hardest day. Hardest? No. Longest? Yes. I guess I have a pretty chill Tuesday. Actually, every day of this semester is pretty chill. Next semester, we like got our courses. Not chill. That's gonna be a little brutal. Whomstever, I don't have to worry about that until next semester. But it's lovely to speak to all of you once more. Let's start it off with some new music that we have. We've got Beat It Bozo by Itchy and the Knits, which is, I actually think that's kind of silly, Itchy and the Knits, because it's like you wear a sweater and your wool sweater is kind of itchy. So they got it right.
Beat up, bozo. 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 Beat up, bozo.
The Itchy Light by Parsnip. Isn't that a funny little name? I feel like you know, maybe I'm biased towards plant names of and whatnot because, well, of course, my name is Ivy. And that being said, if you can hear, this is my jingly bracelet. So I've been having enjoyment in jingling wherever I walk. So that's what you're listening to. My bracelet's jingling. But I really like plant things. Not only am I studying plants, my name is also a plant. So parsnip for a band is kind of funny. And that was The Light, by the way. That was the name of that song. And the first track you heard was Beat It, Bozo by Itchy and the Knits. And I'd like to clarify, I guess that Knits is spelled N-I-T-S, not K-N-I-T-S. So maybe even I misread it, but Itchy and the Knits, maybe they're itchy from the bug knit and not from the sweater knit. However, both knits are fairly itchy, I will say. But let's keep it going. I liked that little thought there with the knits. I've been thinking about it during that song. And this next song is called Your Phone's Off the Hook, But You're Not. That's so embarrassing. That's pretty silly, though. But off of Los Angeles by the band X, another little punk situation a-comin'. Your phone's off the hook, but you're not. Diss.
Answer me.
there you go. There's some hot blondie for you. Will anything happen? Will anything happen? I don't know. Will it? Will it? I have been really enjoying Blondie recently. Off of Parallel Lines. And then your phone's off the hook, but you aren't. That was by X. Isn't that silly? I felt like it was really silly. But yeah. I had a little surprise visit, knock on the door from my friend Erin, which was quite lovely. So it was good to see her, and yeah, let's just keep, it's approximately 4:14, we're four tracks in. I want to say, this next set, my favorite set of the entire show today, I'm so psyched. I haven't felt super, super passionate in a while about a specific song or like music or something. I guess that's bad to say, but I haven't felt truly moved by something in a while. But these next couple of songs have really, really, really gotten to me, which is exciting because, I don't know, it's fun to be obsessed with a song or to have it speak to you or whatnot. It's better that way, you know? Strong emotions about the music. So, without further ado, you guys gotta be prepared. Prepared for this awesome, awesome, awesome killer set. Will Anything Happen is what you just heard. And what you're about to hear is next to you, The Police. Enjoy. I know you will.
Like a big monkey bird, and I'm busting up
have it. Moon Age Daydream, David Bowie. I've been on such a huge Bowie kick recently. Not sure what it is, but I've listened to Ziggy Stardust every day this week. Album all the way through. No regrets. It's incredible. I don't know what's taken me so long to get into it, but I have been playing this song over and over and over and over again, and I just love it so, so much. And that beginning note where it's like, "Deen it, unearthly angel," you know, that's just been playing in my head 24/7, thinking about that song. And the kicker to that was "Next to You," The Police. So those are some good classics, you know, bringing it back a little bit. We're gonna keep it on, moving on with those classics. But yeah, Moon Age Daydream, I think it's a crowd pleaser. Let me know if you also tend to enjoy that song. Anyway, it's about 4:24 p.m., 4:23 even, if you just tuned in. My name is Ivy, and you're listening to Ivy on the Mountain. So, yeah, keep on listening for some good old music. We've got The Knack coming up with Frustrated. All these musicians feeling so angsty and frustrated. What's up with that?
Shake and break your neck, feeling like a total wreck. Oh, looking up in the city. What the hell? What the heck? I stare at the concrete, the girders rise high. The steel's above me, there's love in my eyes. And I'm doing the things a 5-foot-1 man can do. I got a pain in my heart. All night I'm working in the amusement park with a bottle of aspirin, a sack full of jokes. I wish I could go home with all the big folks. And I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be anything. I'm only 5'1". Time has come. I won't grow anymore. Anymore, anymore, anymore. Till I'm using my head. I'm checking it twice. I'm gonna find out who's naughty and nice. And I'm doing the things a 5-foot-1 man can do. Life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be. Yeah, I wish life could be.
Iggy Pop, he got it right. I am only 5'1", and that is a true fact, you guys. I am only 5'1". Maybe I'm 5'3", but I actually think my driver's license says 5'1". I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it says, but hey, it's brutal. But at least I'm not a guy. Is Iggy Pop actually 5'1"? No, he's 5'7". That's good. That would be really brutal if he was 5'1". But he wrote a song about it, so trying to relate to the masses, I guess. People also searched for David Bowie, 5'10". Lou Reed, also 5'10". Alright. Anyway, that was 5'1", Iggy Pop. I do enjoy his music, but I can't say I love his voice. Maybe that's controversial to say, but it's true. It's true. I had a good weekend. kind of random. I'll bring it up. I had a good weekend. I explored Montpelier for like the first time in the daytime with my friends on Saturday. That was really nice. We just walked around, had some food, did some exploring. We went to this like toy store and we got those little calico critters just as like it was kind of totally unnecessary for us to get them, but it was just like a cute little thing. And so we got them and it was so, so cute. And it came with these little tiny little, I have these little like fennec foxes. One was a boy and one was a girl. They're like little baby foxes in this calico. If you guys don't know what a calico critter is, I guess I don't know how to explain it. It's like a tiny little figurine that's like a little fuzzy and cute, but it's like an inch big, maybe like 1 to 3 inches big. And so we were excited. We were playing around with them like literal children. And then we went out on Saturday night and my little fox had a whole night of adventure. You know, he was going from place to place, hanging out with everybody, said hello, and I get home and I realize he's no longer with me. I literally lost my fox the second I got it. Isn't that the worst? I feel like a terrible person kind of for that. Like, I feel like I need to keep better track of my things. This is a public service announcement to keep track of your things if you like them. And I thought I was doing a good job, but he may have jumped out of my purse while I was rummaging around for my lipstick or whatnot. You know, as girls do, rummage around for things in their bags. So rest in peace, Chico, my little fox that is now somewhere experiencing the horrors of downtown Burlington. That's kind of brutal for Mr. Fox right there. I don't really know why I felt like that was necessary to share to you guys, but you know, it's been on my mind. I'm a little upset. I'm allowed to be upset. No, I'm actually not that upset. I didn't even have time to get attached. You know what I mean? It was that quick. I was like, great. Well, why did I even get it? Anyway, this is the Modern Lovers up next with I Wanna Sleep in Your Arms.
Hands. I finally feel calm, finally just relax. just to make it drastic. Too late, too late to stay home and sit around. Whoa. What you wanna bet? We ain't started yet. Baby, stick around. Baby, stick around. Pushing and shoving and sweat, wet weather. Up and down we go, chain together. Too late, too late. Stay home and sit around. Whoa. Somebody telling me the latest scandals. Somebody stepping on my plastic sandals. Too late, too late. Stay home and sit around. Whoa. What you wanna bet? We ain't started yet. Baby, stick around. Baby, stick around.
Baby, stick around, but you couldn't guess that one. We've got a little bit of a Joe Jackson, as always. You know how I feel about Joe Jackson. Sorry, I just tapped the microphone. If you heard a little puff, if you will. There was a little touch of the microphone with my headphones. So, Joe Jackson for you. Baby, stick around, and I want to sleep in your arms. The Modern Lovers. Baby, stick around. Yeah. I think there might be a mouse in my room. Another random situation. I think there might be a mouse in my room. Unfortunately, I did. I'm not sure if this is, like, necessarily an appropriate thing to share with the crowd, but about a week ago, I returned home from a day at work, and I enter the bathroom, and there is a mouse, a dead mouse, floating in the downstairs toilet of our house. Actually vile. Apparently it was there for like 3 days. I didn't know that. Nobody decided to do anything about it, though, till we had a rando kid named Jacob come and fish it out with a trash bag. So that's disgusting, and I am afraid that there's mice in my room. I heard a scurrying last night. Very late, or was it 2 nights ago? Doesn't matter. I'd be upset if there were mice in my room. However, I think they would love my room because it's not the most clean always. Sometimes, but not the most. Also, our vacuum broke, so nobody in our house has been vacuuming, and it's been broken for like at least a month, which is so concerning. So very concerning. Not that the house has ever been properly cleaned any time before. So I guess that really doesn't matter, but it's just quite concerning that nothing has been done about this broken vacuum incident. Is it gross? Is it gross to get one off of Facebook Marketplace? Be honest. I feel like it might be just because, like, I don't know. Let me know in the chat or call in if you have opinions about this vacuum or don't. That's okay, too. I didn't really have to share that. Here's Gates of Steel. Devo. We are Devo.
We'll be right back.
Whammy Kiss, the B-52s, weird as always, but fun. That one was a long one. I get it. I put you up to 5 minutes and 22 seconds of that song, which I enjoy, but I guess maybe wasn't the right decision to play on the air at this moment. I now see that. However, I still enjoyed it. We are nearing 5 p.m., and as you know, that means it's the end of my show. So, yeah, quite sad to say that it's almost my time, but I'm going to go read my book out in the sun. Today has been, and yesterday, there's such warm days. I feel like it's our last licks of 70 degrees for a very long time. Am I too sentimental for thinking about it like that? I'm feeling like a little stressed, like I didn't necessarily take enough advantage of the warm of the beautiful fall. I didn't spend as much time in the woods as I wanted to. So I guess that was a little disappointing, but try not to think about it that way. You know, I'm just gonna continue to enjoy what I can, I guess. And yeah, enjoy the last final moments of warmth until it's gonna be, is it cold tomorrow? No, I think it's windy tomorrow, but after tomorrow it's gonna be cold. So of course I will leave you with one more song on this fine Tuesday evening. It is The Velvet Underground, a little bit different than the rest of the vibe of the show today, but I thought it really reminds me of today. It said, "Who Loves the Sun?" by The Velvet Underground, and it's me, I love the sun, and it feels like a sunny blue sky day to have this song play to, you know, take us out of this warm fall and bring us into winter. What is wrong with me? I need to stop being so upset about this. I really do. It's not that big of a deal, but alas, we are nearing the start of the cold. My name is Ivy. You're listening to Ivy on the Mountain, and you're tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Tune in next week if you want to hear me babble and play some good music. I'm going to leave you with one more song, Who Loves the Sun, The Velvet Underground, and have a good week, you guys. I'll see you next week for those who are tuning in and listening and will tune in again. Enjoy. Sun, who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Ba, 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 ba. Who loves the sun? Ba, 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 ba. Who loves the sun? Ba, 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 ba. Not flowers. Who cares that it makes showers since you broke my heart? Who loves the sun? Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Ba, 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 ba. Who loves the sun? Oh,
Could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of